And so Judge Joe Brown ordered a testing, and it came back inconclusive.
But
the people that did the test said on CNN, if they was pressed, if they had to make an answer, they would say it wasn't a gun.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a minute. If you have a question, give us a call.
Dr. Orly Tates joined us here on this program, what was it, a week or two ago, to indicate what was going on.
For many decades, these great United States have had
several
security
of the,
and plenty because of the thousands
national
of small
media
farms
to talk about the birth certificate.
Every nutritional need.
And
for
in
generations,
every instance,
these dedicated men and women
down.
Have supplied us with fresh food at
the
reasonable cost.
The talk show
cost.
Host or the so-called
food
news people
could be cut
have
off
no
in the
interest
of a national
in the
emergency. You should
all they
carefully consider planting your own home
is
garden.
Protect
a seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy.
Of the president
a seed bank contains every seed
office.
You'll need to plant a basic survival garden.
You know what?
All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary
for the protection,
outdoor resource.
Ultimately,
where can you find out
more?
This country, call
888-866-9132 really
or go to seedcatalog.com.
His birth certificate.
Call 888-866-9132 right
valid?
Now and order seed for this year's garden.
Because if it's not,
seedcatalog.com.
I don't
the
even
American
want to
people
go
think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free,
agony,
home of the brave,
the world
right.
Experience.
Just try those lines on the
truth
judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
It
instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group
of
researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants,
well,
and water
Dr.
treatment
Stan
facilities
here
use this
Radio
media
Liberty
to reduce chlorine,
coming
iron,
to you from
heavy
the hills
metals, and
overlooking
bacteria.
Beautiful
what about
and picturesque
you?
Monterey
order
Bay
your KDF shower
and bringing
filter
in the news
$49 for
news,
our special price of only $35, a $14 saving.
Hoping to convince
call
you that reality is usually soft at and that illusion is usually
order today
king.
And save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's got to be reality and not illusion.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Our telephone number is
1-888-24-4-8. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Of course, where a lot of people are making $2 or $3 a day. Well, I just stand here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess it's Jerry Ray. We're talking about his book, A Memoir of Injustice. Why And of course, this is the story of James Earl Ray and how he was set up as a conspiracy. In fact, one of the judges, what was his name, Judge Swearington, even talked about there was a conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King. What was that all about? This doesn't mean that the
I don't remember the whole deal. That was at the civil trial. That was when Lloyd Jowers, they convicted Lloyd Jowers of it.
Overthrow those companies.
I don't remember the whole deal, but I know that the jury ruled that James was innocent of that, and that Lloyd Jowers was behind it.
It's very easy to get caught up.
And basically, there were a number of judges who actually looked at the evidence and said there's no evidence.
And all of these things, Judge
Brown, Joe Brown, said he looked at the evidence and was very skeptical. Judge Swearingen looked at the evidence. Judge Battle was ready, of course, to give James a new trial.
Where the rebels come from, where
just
they're getting
very
the weapons,
conveniently dies at the time. The first judge, who was going to hear the case before Percy Foreman came on board, they felt that he was questioning what was really going on. And so they got rid of him and they turned the case over to Judge Battle. In other words, they did not want James to get a fair trial in America. Wasn't this sort of a little disillusioning for you? Realize that there is this degree of corruption within the judicial system.
Why do we want to displace Gaddafi?
I tell you what,
when
this first happened, when Dr. King got killed back in 1968, I always kind of looked up to the FBI and thought the government was great and all that.
They had almost 30,000 Chinese working in the eastern part of Libya, developing the oil resources, and where did the rebels revolt begin?
And I've seen how low
just
down
in the area
they
where the Chinese were.
And
Chinese
nothing surprises
were forced to
me
protect their people to
that the FBI or the politics and don't do so.
Out of there. And of course,
I'm used to their
grows,
crookedness.
The revolution grows by obviously the rebels,
like I say, nothing surprises me because they can really get down low
because the
they're going to do anything to protect themselves. And just like when Judge Brown was
going
to order another round of tests made on that gun to prove, because Judge Joe Brown didn't believe that James shot Dr. King, and he knew that the gun that they claimed that was used, because he said they even admitted to that was the gun, yet they're trying to pound off that it was a gun.
Give us a call.
And once Judge Joe Brown was going to order another test, they run up to their Tennessee Court of Appeals.
464.
The prosecutor did. And all the Mauners ex-prosecutors got Judge Joe Brown removed from the case.
Situation is
and
the
shortly
first
after
great
James
war,
Earl died, but he died fighting to prove that he was innocent. And he didn't have nothing to gain by proving one way or the other.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mines to buy by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading founded on
called
the
Missing Witnesses, written by our friend
we believe
Craig
in providing
Roberts,
a quality product, quality service,
over
and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and
precious metals.
Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investors. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Her husband was lying, and
many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age. So Radio Liberty's offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause.
She
spent all those years. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
He called a cab to pick Charlie Stevens up. And he came up a few minutes before that happened, and he wouldn't haul him. He said he was too drunk. He couldn't haul him. And so he
Did
left.
You know
her.
That there's an increasing amount of scientific so that data who that says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous.
James Bachman,
are you aware
England?
That your drinking
and,
water may in fact contain
but
many
they
unhealthy
trial,
substances?
They couldn't have used
things
him
which can cause sickness
because,
or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove
they
these
destroyed him
find out about the Berkey water filter.
And,
you can call 800-544-8927 for
complete information. The reason they put her in
anesthesia
because
there is a way
if you're just
to
crazy, if you're in a nut house,
drinking
you cannot
water.
Testify.
The Berkey water
filter. How did James get the money to go to England? I always wondered about that.
For information
he worked
about
with
a
this guy called Raul. He met him in Canada.
Waterborne disease.
And he was traveling back and forth. He was running drugs. And he traveled New Orleans to Mexico, California. He traveled all over. And that's what I'm saying. When he goes someplace, he parks a car, and he picks a car up, and he picks it up later and drives someplace else. And
so, 50 areas they were developing.
That's how he made all that money.
Part of Libya, and they had almost 30,000 of their personnel there.
I worked for Raul. We
met
Raul in Canada. He was he came to Chicago, and we was in Chicago, and he left and went to Canada.
Led
and this
by
is back in 67, because he told me I'm going to try to figure out a way to get out of the United States, you know, because he escaped. He's done 20 years in Jefferson City, Missouri prison, and he wanted to get out of the United States, because if he got caught, he'd have to go back and finish that 20 years up.
And
when he went to Canada, that's where he met his Raul, and he taught me he could make some money. So he went to
Jefferson. Jerry, thank you very much for being with us, being our guest again.
Weapons for the Rebels.
Memoir of Injustice by James Earl Ray's brother, Jerry Ray. God bless. Thanks so very much for being with us. And thank you for writing this very important book.
And thank you for giving me the time to talk about it.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Jerry Ray. And this is the time when I have to remind all of you to listen to my ministry, Radio Liberty's primarily listener support. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly like to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. To understand our message, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness.
The only real
help is
gathered
out. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And you get the syllabus that goes with this, my talk on the dark secret of the soul. This goes with us and understand that behind everything going on are really supernatural forces. And people don't like to hear about that. Oh, I want to hear about the conspiracy. Well, there is a conspiracy. But it is a conspiracy against God. That's what it's really all about. There is a conspiracy against God. And until you understand that, most of what's going on in the world today just doesn't make sense. So we do hope, of course, that you will help us get the information out, and send me our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, you can take the position of some people. We started out 15, 18 years ago, and so we have, within just a few, a year or two, we have a couple hundred regular supporters, and after these years, we still have a couple hundred regular supporters. We've lost some because they've simply lost their jobs.
The Muslims,
for some reason,
the
Lord hasn't seen fit to just have us get become a major ministry. Maybe that's why we're still here, able to get the information out. Maybe if we were much larger, why we wouldn't. But we still have over 60 outlets. In fact, we just picked up two new stations there in Utah. We'll be broadcasting there every evening for 2 hours every evening. One in Salt Lake, one of the other major cities in Utah.
top. China and gradually, and little by America little, we have expanded. So if you could join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us on a regular basis, we'd be appreciative once again. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can simply listen to our programs on a regular basis every day. And the first 9 hours a day, as a matter of fact, read our newsletters, watch our DVDs. Great information there. But then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Based on this occult desire.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it let back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or is Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I just bought a trailer for cash, and I got the MSO. But they're telling me they won't give me a license plate, which this guy said he bought a new motorhome, your guest, and didn't license it, didn't have a driver's license or nothing. My attorney doesn't know anything about it. I contacted them, and they said, well, the state has a right to that original document. And do you remember that show?
I will have to admit, Dan, I really don't remember the show at all. And I usually remember anything of that sort that comes up. Are you sure it wasn't somebody else's program?
No, I'm not sure, but
Think it was. I mean, I can usually remember shows, and I really don't remember that at all. I could be mistaken. I'm getting a little old, but I don't think I'd forget something that significant. So the term MSO really is not familiar, and I do hope you can get the thing straightened out. But, can you go back to the gentleman you bought it from and get the proper identification?
And Dr. Stan, I just want to say I really appreciate your show. You give us a lot of information, you know, that's not commonly known and that we need to know, and I'm glad that people are out there to speak for us, and you have some interesting subjects for sure, and as far as Gaddafi goes, I think somebody needs to go in there and get rid of that joker, and if it's us, that's fine.
Why do you think that we have the right? Gaddafi's a bad guy, but remember, we have kept him in power there for 40 years. And suddenly, what about the Saudi Arabia? Should we go into Saudi Arabia? Should we go into Syria? Should we suddenly go in? The people in Russia are not very good, and the people in China are far worse. They discriminate against Christians. At what point do we stop interfering in other people's business? Basically, George Washington in his farewell address said, you'll be friends with all countries, but don't get involved in other people's problems. How many American boys would you want to sacrifice their lives to get rid of Gaddafi? I mean, 5, 10, 100, 1,000, 100,000? I remember this is
right,
how it started over there in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam. I mean, we just went over there because we just wanted to bring democracy. We ended up killing 58,000 of our own boys. And, of course, probably twice that many were crippled for life. I mean, and what did we accomplish in Vietnam? Did we bring freedom to Vietnam? Basically, of course, most of these wars are fought for far different reasons than the American people will ever know. If you want to be free at home, You cannot advocate, in my estimation, that we have an empire. And this is the whole thing. We have an empire. The average American doesn't understand that the real policy of America is to dominate the world to bring about this one world government. And basically, the people who are doing this have no loyalty to our country. Their loyalty is this globalist dream. And they're going to bankrupt this country. Are you willing to give up your pension, your freedom, so we can justify a massive expansion of government control over our lives in the name of getting rid of the wicked Gaddafi who we've kept in power for 40 years?
You're right, Dr. Stan, but I don't believe in isolationism. You know, it reminds me of that poem. The guy was a Jew in Germany during Hitler's time, and they came after the union laborist, and he said he wasn't a laborist, and then they came after somebody else, and he wasn't one of those. Then they came after the Jews, and he wasn't a Jew. So then they came after him, and he said, then there was nobody to speak for him.
That's right, but that's the other people in Germany. It was up to them to take care of that issue, not up to the United States to go over there. In fact, the truth of the matter is, and I don't know if you've ever heard my dissertation on the Second World War, but all during the Second World War, Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, establishment, corporations were building the weapons that Adolf Hitler and his Nazis used to kill our boys at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. General Motors was there, Ford was there, AT&T was there, IBM, 100 major American corporations, Exxon was there, our major banks were over there, and they were funding Adolf Hitler. Did that solve the problem of the Jews? No, it didn't. I mean, this whole nothing is simply as we'd like to believe it is. If you've never really gone into the background, in fact, we even have a letter I found among Colonel House's papers back at Yale University, written by the American ambassador to Germany. This is 1936. We offer copies to anyone who really wants to read it. And Ambassador Dodge writing to Colonel House and saying, why are 100 American corporations building up, you know, the German military here in 1936? I mean, there's no profit to be made. Why are these American corporations building up, you know, Hitler's Germany? Well, of course, the real matter was we were creating the best enemy money could buy. Nothing as it appears to be, Dan. And this is the message we've got to get out, is that basically it's the same old thing during the Vietnam War. I mean, how is this little country of Vietnam able to hold off the greatest nation in the world? Why, we were funding the Russians, we were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. That's covered in my interview with Professor Sutton, who is a fellow at Hoover Institute. And Sidney, he covers that. We funded the North Vietnamese all during the war so we could have an enemy. Nothing. I mean, Sidney, I believe that we do not get involved with the nations and their affairs. I think that what we need right now is to try to get our affairs in shape, because we're going bankrupt as a nation. And then what
we'll You're happen. Right, Dr. Stan.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We need to be involved, but not with foreign affairs. Anything else you want to say, Dan, before we let you go?
No, I just wanted to say thanks for what you do, Dr. Stan. A lot of people don't know most of the things that you talk about, and, you know, I may have my opinion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Would not have spent $2 million of fighting the people who've been trying to see the birth certificate. I think this is totally fraudulent, and certainly Joel Skousen's opinion verifies that. If you didn't hear Joel Skousen's program with here on Radio Liberty at 4 o'clock Pacific time today, it's well worthwhile getting, or certainly he'll send you a free copy of his World Affairs brief, where he goes into the background of this certificate and points out, first of all, that in Hawaii, there are two things. You either get a certificate of live birth, which certifies the mother, certifies that the child was born there, and of course this is for home birth, or you get a birth certificate for somebody who's born in the hospital. But certainly it's not a short form or long form birth certificate. They're two separate entities, and you would not have both. Well, they've already released the certificate of live birth. So then how would they possibly have a birth certificate? Because you don't get both. You get one or the other. And if he was really born in the hospital, then why would they have put out their certificate of live birth that, of course, could have been gotten after he was born in Kenya and then came to Hawaii so that he would have American citizenship? Well, I think this whole thing is contrived, and certainly this is Joel's opinion. So that is my opinion on it. I think that certainly the reason they're doing this now is because Donald Trump is making an issue out of this, because Jerome Corsi is coming out with a book on this subject in the middle of May. We'll be having Jerome Corsi on with his book, and he usually does very, very good research. So my suspicion is this is all as phony as a $3 bill. It's as phony as certainly Barack Obama's promise that
He wants, of course, to protect the privacy of our health care records by putting them on the Internet. He's going to, of course, get us out of Iraq by leaving 50,000 armed troops there. Of course, they call them non-combat troops, but they're armed troops. But all of our troops are out. Oh, well, except for the 50,000 armed troops we left there. But basically, Barack Obama says all sorts of things, and they just aren't true. That's my opinion, Tony. Anything else?
Well, I totally agree with what you just said. One of the interesting things that Jerome Corsi came out with is the number on the birth certificate of Obama's. I guess there were two twins that were born the day after the purported day of his birth, and their birth certificates were recorded with the people that record the register or whoever it is, recorder of births, and the birth certificate from Obama, the numbers are not in sequence. In other words, his number is higher than their number. It should be lower, because if he was born the day before, he would have a smaller number.
Right.
I mean, but that's not one of the glaring. There's so many glaring things. On Alex Jones, they have some Photoshop people on there. And, I mean, within a very short amount of time, they're showing about how the typewriting on the so-called certificate was, some of it was done in the 60s, and then some of it was done like in 2010 or 11. It's like with modern technology. I mean, the whole thing was wiped, and it's just like, I have no technical skills, but I could have probably done a better job. And
you probably could have, Tony. I think it's an insult to the minds of the American people, but unfortunately, Barack Obama has said many things that just are not true. And certainly when you have a leader of the greatest nation in the world who actually lies to the American people, and I think the most flagrant lie is, we want to protect the privacy of medical records, that's why we're going to put them on the Internet. If you can explain to me that, why maybe I will accept the birth certificate. Hey, God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Tony. And let's go to Peggy, who's calling from Washington. Hi, Peggy. How are you doing? First time you've called?
Yes, the very first time.
Okay, well, don't be frightened at all. You go right ahead.
Well, my major question is, do you believe in the rapture?
Do I what now?
Do you believe in the rapture?
Well, I believe that the Lord is coming for his people. I don't know whether it's a pre-trib rapture or mid-trib rapture or post-trib rapture, but I believe the Lord is coming again for his people.
Okay, and I do wish that our country would bring back our boys, just bring back all the troops. We have a serious problem here in the United States. We're like Sodom and Gomorrah right now.
I think so, too. But the worst thing you could have is a large standing army. Our founding fathers feared a standing army for fear it would be used against our own people. What we need to do is bring our troops home, but demobilize them before they come. Hang on there for just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
In the NBA, every player knows to win, you cannot do it alone. It takes teamwork. BBVA Compass will help
take
you
care
plan
of
ahead,
problems.
Be prepared, and
I
find
agree
a banking
with her.
Solution
I do
that
not
works
want
for you.
Our army coming home. I want it to be disbanded.
Teamwork
and
works
as
in basketball and in banking.
Not
BBVA, the official bank of the
army.
NBA.
Unless we want to dominate the world, and basically we have a world empire. All we need to do is cut back on
the
military.
I
mean, there's not a major threat from Russia or from China, because we're financing both of those governments, and we always have. Yeah, but we can't let the American people know that. We've flooded China since its inception, since the revolution in 1949. We've funded Russia since its inception in 1918, all so we could justify having a massive army. And what we need to do is expose this raid and protect America. We need a military to protect us here, but not to dominate the world and not to be potentially used against the American citizens.
Yes, I agree there. I really agree. I wish we could turn back to God, the whole country.
Well, you know, all we can do is keep talking, Peggy, and try to get people to understand the term crossing the Rubicon. We do not want to cross the Rubicon with our own military and have them used against the American people.
Right. I do. I have heard that there's some camps set up here in the United States getting ready to put people in here.
Right. Anyway, we're approaching a dangerous time, and our job is to get the information out and appreciate your listening. Encourage others to listen. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, I'll let you go.
All right. God bless you.
You've taught me a lot already. That'll get me thinking.
Thank you so much, Peggy. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Pure Heart. That's a personal friend. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Pure Heart. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. As an aside, before I ask my question, I'm kind of disappointed that the youth of today don't vandalize all those security cameras everywhere they see them instead of just letting them be. they like to vandalize other things, but anyway.
All right. Well, I am certainly not going to encourage people to be vandals, but I think that we should. What we want to do is keep pointing to them and point out the danger of all they're doing to establish the police state here
Agreed.
In America.
Agreed. My question is, I was talking to my son about Bob Chapman's and your show about inflation and how if you have more money available, print more money, and inflation is higher. And he asked me, well, how do people know that more money has been printed to make the prices go higher? it's kind of a basic. I had no answer. How the money's been printed? How does the mechanism happen that inflation then occurs?
All right, fine. Well, basically, this is really rather rather obtuse. First of all, money certainly there's a certain amount of money in circulation that's actually printed up by the Treasury. They call that M1, and it's money in coin. It's money on short-term deposits in the bank. And then you get to your M2. Now, this is a multiplier, and there's no real money there. It's all done electronically. And that, of course, is basically it's all the checks that have been written and the long-term bank deposits and money orders and a lot of loans that are out there. And then this is it gets into the M2. And then you get to the M3, and that's all the money there is in the whole world, in other words, in dollars. The difficulty is that the government has said that they are actually not calculate that anymore because it's of no consequence at all. But you can get that information from John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. That's shadowstats.com. Well, basically, if you look at that website, you'll find that the M3, instead of expanding as they anticipate, has been contracting. So how in the world, of course, we get into the mess we are today? And that is because the Federal Reserve, which is the privately owned central bank, has created about $2.5 trillion of electronic entries. They haven't printed the money. They simply said it was there, and that money then was forced into our economy. And that is not included in M1, M2, or M3. That is simply just other entries. And it is that money which is being then, because we comes into our economy, the American people get it, they buy things that are made in other countries, the money goes overseas, so we export our inflation to other countries. So we've created inflation in other countries, which has driven up the commodity costs. And you can certainly look and see what's happening to the cost of cotton. Cotton futures have doubled, gone up 100%. The price of soybeans is 80-90% up. Price of rice is up 50%. Wheat's up 60% or 70%. All of the commodity costs are rising simply because we've been exporting our inflation all throughout the world. But, of course, we know what the inflation rate is here because John William calculates this. Now, the government has people, well, they employ people to lie. You know, the old idea, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and most of them are employed by the government. And if you work for the government to tell the truth, you lose your job and you lose your pension, so you simply go right along with the scam.
Agreed.
So go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. Current inflation, calculated as we calculated it in 1994, is simply about 10%. But we have things that they're called, say, Producer Price Index, PPI. We know that that's running 14%. So that will probably be reflected in the costs here. By the end of this year, we'll be running at least 14 to 15% inflation, probably 20% inflation by next year.
Yeah. He says, since the common man doesn't know any of these numbers, he's asking, how do people know to raise the prices to match the increased money supply?
Right.
And I didn't have any idea how to tell him what to say.
Okay, well, I hope that will help you.
Okay, I'll give it a whirl then.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hello, and thanks for letting me back on again. I just wanted to add a few thoughts. The global New Age police state of Antichrist will have these departments: the Ministry of Cooperation for Social Obedience, the Ministry of Devotion for Political Persecution, the Ministry of Harmony for Perpetual Warfare, the Ministry of Speculation that benefits mafia gangsters, the Ministry of Stability for Economic Yo-Yoism, the Ministry of Propaganda for the Media Circus. The criminal conspiracy of monopoly manipulation created capitalist corporatism that controls and finances, promotes and supports communist collectivism, producing the business environment stripped of property rights, while devoted to circular activity without any objective purpose.
Well, John, certainly we have a number of forces. We have the New Age, the occult out there. We have the criminal activity. We have certainly the establishment. We have a number of forces. And there's so much activity going on out there, but it's all really aimed at expanding the power of government and limiting our freedom. Liberty and limited government are synonymous, and tyranny and total government are synonymous, and we are moving rapidly towards a tyrannical society. God bless, John. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Barbara, calling from Aptos again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm going to take you to a subject that is very different and have not heard it on too many of the radio broadcasts or television broadcasts at all, of the fact that David Wilkerson was killed yesterday afternoon in a car accident. And I think we need to keep, his wife did survive, and I think we need to keep her in prayer and his family also. He was a very...
why don't you tell our listeners who David Wilkerson was? Because an awful lot of people may not be familiar with his ministry, but he was one of the great giants of the evangelical Christian movement, a man for whom I had the greatest respect. Tell our listeners a little bit about David Wilkerson and why his ministry was so important. But once again, let me just put out our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And David Wilkerson was killed in an automobile accident yesterday. Tell us, Barbara, why is he important?
Well, from what I recall, I hate to admit that I, you know, it's been a long time since I've read his book, but his ministry started in New York City, and he wrote a book called The Cross and the Switchblade. And it changed the lives of many young people there. And it was the beginning of a ministry called Teen Challenge, which helped a lot of young people come out of the drug influence. And he changed many, many lives. He was still very active. Actually, he was still writing a newsletter, and he was still working to help young people and others. Other Christians as well.
Well, I never forget that book, The Cross and the Switchblade. That book had a lot of impact on my life. And he always says one of the young gang leaders was named Nicky Cruz. I remember that. And
yes. Chris,
Nicky Cruz was violent and vile and ruthless. And eventually he came to know the Lord, and he eventually became a minister. And he wrote a book, and I've forgotten the name of Nicky Cruz's book. But it just showed how one man's life can impact on a whole city. And so David Wilkerson helped to do away with the gangs there in New York, the branches of Team Challenge, all across America. And, of course, David Wilkerson, you know, suddenly puts out his newsletter where he warns about what's going on in America and, of course, calls the American church to repentance and suddenly points out that we do not have the leadership among our ministers. I mean, they love the Lord, but they're not speaking out on the issues and the social issues they should be speaking out on. And I believe God is going to hold many of our ministers responsible because they've not been good shepherds for the sheep.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the world has lost a great leader when it comes to the Christian ministry.
Amen.
To young people, and heaven has gained a wonderful man, but we need to keep his wife in prayer. She did survive the car accident, and so we need to keep her in prayer for recovery and bearing his four children, and we need to keep them in prayer as well, you know, to uphold them during this time. It's going to be a very difficult time for them and a very difficult time for many people because he was a wonderful man.
Amen to that. Well, I feel it's his loss. It's a great, great loss, not only for his family, but for all Christians. One of the few really great leaders of today, and he'll be sorely missed. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Barbara.
Thank you.
Oh, let's go to Michelle calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm new to your radio program, and I've enjoyed it so far. I was wondering your take on Benjamin Green and Lord Maitreya. Do you cover this all the time, and I'm just not onto it yet, or...
Well, basically, we cover many, many subjects. We talk about finance, we talk about history, we talk about politics. We cover the New Age, and we cover Benjamin Krem and Lord Maitreya and the New Age movement, and we try to explain to people what is the energizing force behind this movement. Mm-hmm. What do you know about Benjamin Krem and the New Age and Lord Maitreya? Have you studied this at all?
Actually, yes. Early on, I studied a book by Constance Cumby called Planned Deception.
Okay, fine. And because your other book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, was the one book that really impacted on me back about 1981. Yes, yes. And that book changed my whole outlook on the world. And I'd been studying this for 20 years at the time, and I had no idea that this other movement even existed. So, and incidentally, Constance is a personal friend of ours, and she is out a couple of years ago addressing our conference, and we try to have her on. In fact, I was thinking of trying to get her on tomorrow evening.
Oh, awesome.
She's still out there working 30 years after she wrote that book.
Amen. Yeah, she is cutting edge
for sure. Well, Michelle, but they see the thing is that most Americans look at what's going on from a political point of view. We got Republicans, Democrats, Republicans want to cut big government. Democrats are socialists. They want to, because expand government. And that is not the issue. I mean, basically, both the leaders of both political parties are headed exactly the same direction. I mean, when the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate and the executive branch of government, and they could have done away with abortion simply by passing legislation, they didn't bother to do it. It's all a charade. It's supposedly the Republicans are pro-life and the Democrats are pro-choice. That is part of the myth of the two-party system, and our job is to make people understand it is all simply a mirage. Basically, we have a one-party system, and they are dedicated to establishing this one-world government and simply a one-world religion. And this is the very basis of America's foreign and domestic policy. We have a world empire. We have troops stationed in over 130 nations throughout the world. We have special forces units stationed in 75 nations. Now, these are trained killers. Why do we have them there? Because we're keeping political leaders in power who are certainly not supported by the people. But anybody who gets out of line, well, they don't stay out of line very long. Unfortunately, nothing as it appears to be. And if you listen to our program, we always start with the statement, reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But our common theme is we're involved in the spiritual battle, being fought on the political, ideological, cultural, financial, and educational battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle. And we hope that you will become a regular listener to Radio Liberty and help us to get the message out.
I plan to. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so very much for calling, Michelle. God bless.
Take care.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're out there and you have a question or comment, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And yes, really, ladies and gentlemen, there really are spirits of forces. You can't understand why America has an empire, unless you understand the motivating force behind the people who control both political parties. And that is to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. When you understand that, you understand why our intelligence agencies are funding this revolutionary movement that's sweeping the world. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and We're basically, of course, we try to get people educated as to what's going on.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We've had a lot of our listeners been with us for 10 or 15 years. We've had real serious financial problems, and they've had to drop out of the membership. We remember about 20% of the people here in the United States have lost their jobs, and I suppose we may have lost that many people as our regular supporters, but we've had other people pick up and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're in a position to join, we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, and to tell others about our ministry. And of course, we certainly do have a few advertisers, and we hope that you'll go there, because one of the great new advertisers we have is the story of Jesus. And actually, it's a you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, and just scroll down on the home page, and you'll see a banner there, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to a wonderful website. And it's a website that you may want to introduce others to, especially people who are not Christians, who have a lot of questions about what Christianity is all about, because there is there a email, and there's a woman 24 hours a day, or at least all day long, who will answer your questions if you have any questions about about Christianity. What's it all about? I mean, how do we know it's true? I mean, it's a wonderful story, but how do we know it's not just a story? And we do know that since we've been, Chris, encouraging people to go to that website, at least one person has, and they've only been with us a short period of time, but at least one person has given their life to our Lord, and we hope that many more will, because we're going to have to pick up people one at a time. The other side, of course, controls the educational program. If you watch History Channel, or you watch Discovery Channel, or Military Channel, or ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, they will all tell you about how the world has been here for billions or millions or hundreds of millions of years, and the dinosaurs died out 50 million years ago. It's all a lie. You probably went to college and you learned about fossil fuels. Tell me, how many dinosaurs does it take to make a barrel of oil, or how many barrels of oil to get from a dinosaur? Well, how do you think they got all those dinosaurs to go over there and to die in Saudi Arabia so that you would have oil? Most of what you learn in college, unfortunately, just isn't true. I had a hard time unlearning the things I'd learned. Basically, there is a God. The Bible is accurate, and most of what you learn in college, so much of it just isn't true. Now, certainly, I learned to be a doctor, and it was a wonderful profession. I loved it, but a lot of the things I even learned in medical school aren't true. That's why we hope you go to our website. You pull down some of the talks given by doctors like Dr. David Ayoub on Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, or get the DVDs. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, we're destroying the lives of our children. One in 66 boys today is autistic. You don't see that in children who have not been vaccinated. One in nine children has asthma. You don't see that in children who have not been vaccinated. One in 11 or 12 children has severe allergies. You don't see that in children there. Certainly, we know the incidence of Alzheimer's disease and so many other conditions are increasing, and it's directly related to the fluoride and the aluminum and the mercury that they're poisoning our children with. There is an agenda. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual extent of what's going on today. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so we'll be back here in just a moment with the next hour. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw with freedomadvocates.org, org, and Cindy, we're going to be talking about what's going on. We could simply start out with smart meters, and we hear a lot about smart meters and how, of course, the utility companies are installing smart meters in all across America. In fact, they're being installed all across the world. You may think this is something that has to do with California or maybe your state. No, this is a worldwide program. Well, what is really a smart meter all about? Well, it's a means of changing, forcing you to change your pattern of the use of electricity. Why do they want to change your use of electricity? Well, if they had enough generators so that they could have electricity all day long, it'd be a lot more expensive. So they're not going to have extra generators in the middle of the day when there's more electricity use. What they really want you to do is to stop using as much electricity. Oh, you can do your clothing and wash your clothes at 3 o'clock in the morning. It won't cost you more. But if you're going to use your washing machine or your dryer or any of your other utilities in the middle of the day, or your air conditioning when it's hot, or your electric heat when it's cold, it's going to cost you a lot more money. So we're going to use the finances to force you to go along with the agenda. And what's the agenda? Why, it's Agenda 21. The secret agenda for the 21st century is not really secret. I mean, it's all written up. It's just that because of the degree of control of the media, you're never going to hear about it. Well, of course, you're never going to hear about it unless you listen to our guest, Michael Shaw. Hi, Michael. How are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be on your show here again tonight.
Why don't you tell our listeners, what is Agenda 21? How does it tie into this effort to try to get us to cut back on our use of electricity and water and fuel and get us out of our cars and totally alter our way of life? How does this all fit together?
Well, Agenda 21, in short, is the action plan, the written action plan, for the advance of globalism.
Michael, I think we've got a bad line. I'm going to ask my producer to go ahead and call you back again. And Sydney, you hang up, and we'll get our producer to call you right back. Hope we get a line without static on it, okay?
Fair enough.
Okay, fine. And because Michael Shaw is certainly one of the best informed people on this subject that you'll ever find. And through his organization, freedomadvocates.org, why, you can go to that website. You will get information there that you need to have if you really want to find out what's going on in our society. Agenda 21 is the major organizing effort for this agenda put out by a group of very powerful and wealthy people who want to control your life. It is the major organizing a plan for the 21st century, and that's why it's so important. And you say, well, how could there be something out there that we this significant that I've never heard of? And it's simply because the media is controlled. And until you understand the media is controlled and you're not going to get the information, why, it's very, very difficult to understand what is really going on. But Michael Sidney's website will give you access to the information you need to understand what Agenda 21 is and what ICLEI is, because probably your community is tied into ICLEI. And, of course, ICLEI is the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is a subversive organization that is in over 600 communities across America. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, of course, is Michael Shaw, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21. And people really must understand, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. And, of course, there is an agenda. It's been laid out for a number of years. It was originally written up in 1992 and codified in 1994 A Global Biodiversity Assessment Report published by Cambridge University Press. Most people have never heard of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. Most people have never heard of the Earth Charter, which is a shortened program, the master plan. And, of course, this is what Agenda 21 is meant to bring about. And, of course, the fulfillment of the spiritual dream laid out in the Earth Charter. Well, hopefully we're going to be able to get Michael onto the program here and be able to cover the information that is so vitally important for you to know about this plan. It is not simply a plan for California. It's a plan for all across the world. And the program is being implemented, certainly in Europe. It's being implemented in Asia. And it is part of this whole program for everything being brought under control. Well, hopefully we're going to be able to get Michael onto the program here. I'm not sure why we're having a little difficulty at the present time, but we'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw. And hopefully Michael will call in if we can't get him. I'm not quite sure we're having some difficulty, unless there's something very wrong with his program, with his line. Now, we've noticed in the past that sometimes when we call Michael, it's almost as if there's somebody who doesn't want us to talk to him. And of course, that sounds a little paranoid. But when you realize we're dealing with some of the richest and most powerful people in the world, and the last thing they want is for this information to get out, well, maybe it is not quite as far-fetched as we might see. Anyway, hopefully we'll be able to get Michael back here, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and guess basically this whole idea of sustainable development really began back in about 1970 with the Club of Rome and a group of intellectuals at that time, headed by people like Mikhail Gorbachev and people like Marie Strong and others. And they were, of course, over in Europe, and they came up with this idea. They were a book which they put out called The Limits of Growth, saying, we're running out of fuel, of oil. Peak oil will be here, certainly within 20 years. Now, this is 1970, but in 20 years, there won't be enough oil for the world. There won't be enough food for the world. We're running out of air. We're running out of water. We're running out of everything. People are going to be dying because there's too many people in the world, and we are going to have to actually begin to cut back on consumption and cut back on the population. Because the world will be gone in 20 years. Well, 20 years later, why? Because the world was still there. They held their first Earth Summit meeting in 1971, 1972. They had their second Earth Summit in 1992, and as a prologue to that, why? Because they had a meeting on Prince Charles's yacht, and Prince Charles, we call him the Sustainable Prince Charles of England. And basically what they did was certainly to get together leaders throughout the world, Al Gore, John Kerry, the financial and banking leaders of the world, to lay out a plan how they were going to restructure the world. They presented that at the Second Earth Summit in 1992, and it all was about lowering living standards. This is the common denominator behind everything going on. And unfortunately, this program has been implemented
throughout the world, but only step by step. You couldn't do it too rapidly because the people would wake up. So you had to convince them that we had global warming. Oh, we had to cut back on the utilization of carbon fuels. And so let's see, we've got Michael. Hi, Michael. We had a little trouble getting back to you.
Well, I know. I'm sorry. And apparently we're still a little bit scratchy, so I will attempt to articulate more clearly than normal.
All right, fine. I wonder if, you go ahead, Michael. We'll go from there.
Well, we were talking, or in your introduction, you were talking about smart meters. And I want to pull us out from the smart meter talk for a minute and get up on the controlling dial, if you will, because what smart meters is a part, and what so much of so many, I call it the thousand points of darkness are all about, is the implementation of a globalist system of government and economics. And that globalist system is fast invading the United States.
But this is a system that is not responsible to the people, is not answerable to the people. It's really an elitist system, isn't it, by which an elite group will run the world?
Well, sure. The way we put it at Freedom Advocates, which we think covers it most broadly and most succinctly, is to say this, that globalism, as opposed to the American philosophy of government, globalism does not allow for the political recognition of an individual's unalienable rights. And so America, the greatest political endeavor ever taken in the history of mankind, is at risk today because globalism is going to knock America off its feet, because the feet that America stands on is the political recognition of every individual's unalienable rights. So the battle we're fighting today in our home communities over smart meters and smart growth, the elements of Agenda 21, is about the fight against what they call the action program for the implementation of a globalist one-world society. And that action program is called Agenda 21. And all I can say to all the listeners out there is, if you knew you were under attack and you didn't bother to obtain the information necessary about the nature of the attack, then you are sure to be defeated. And defeat in this battle against globalism is a defeat for humanity, because if there is no political recognition of unalienable rights afforded by one government in the world, the entire world will fall into a system of mass tyranny. And to evidence that in the context of Agenda 21, it's important to just start the discussion off with saying, you know, not smart meters, not smart growth, not even the Wildlands Project, but Agenda 21 calls for an 85% population reduction.
Now, in other words, basically they want to eliminate 85% of the population of the world.
Well, they want it reduced. Now, whether that means eliminate or simply bar any procreation, I suppose remains to be seen. Because they don't tell us how the population is going to be reduced to 1 billion people worldwide. But that's what the writing calls for. Now, you say, well, how do they get there? And I say, well, the plan is an insidious political economic program that works such measures as smart growth and wildlands projects and delivers as such specifics as smart meters, all for the purpose of doing three things. The first is the step-by-step abolition of private property. That is why rural landowners are under such massive attack and have been for the last two decades here in America. The second element is the education for global citizenship. And this is why if you talk to a youngster today about unalienable rights, they'll look at you like you're from Mars. Because our school teachers don't know what unalienable rights are. This process has been ongoing for a long while. They're now in their finishing stages, and that's why they've unleashed this action program called Agenda 21 into every county in America. So wherever you live, you are subjected to the local political process. It's called the local to Global Action Plan of Agenda 21. Locally, it's usually called Sustainable Development. But if you're not wise to it, then you are not wise to what it is that is inflicting America with a deadly disease.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and people have to understand, they really want to get us out of our cars. That's what all this talk about. It's in the global warming and carbon footprint is all about, but that is why they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously raising the price of gasoline. You think the cost is high now? It's going up probably $6 to $8 a gallon, and this is being done intentionally. Why? Because they want to get you out of your cars. What is a smart meter all about? It's to get you to use less electricity. Down the line, they want to limit your use of water and get you down from 30 or 40 gallons of water a day to about 15 gallons a day if you're lucky. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, we're not dealing with people who look at the world as normal people. We're dealing with an elite, and of course these restrictions will not be for them, but just for us common folks. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, that is so right. And yet people will say, well, gee, this is a big country, and we have diversity of thought, and we have a system of government that provides checks and balances. You guys are just chasing chickens. To which I would say, if you examine what is happening today, you find certain patterns. And those patterns are made effective by a mass of organizations that exist for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. I give the big category of organizations that work for implementation of Agenda 21. They are NGOs, so-called non-governmental organizations. There are thousands of non-governmental organizations working in America, some of them in every county in America. To gain the status of an NGO, you have to become accredited by the United Nations for purposes of playing your role at implementing Agenda 21. So if you go to your local town council, or you go to your county commissioners or supervisors, you'll find that they are passing prototypical laws designed by the globalist elite in your community under federal bribe processes, or because the NGOs in your town are working hard to get certain environmental bills passed, or public-private partnership bills passed, or educational bills at the state level that deal with the training of the next generation of Americans, Americans who, by today's educational standard, are being targeted not to understand the nature of the American experience.
But of course, the amazing thing is that most people have no idea these things are going on because, of course, the media is not going to tell them. And certainly our political leaders, many of them are compromised and are part and parcel of that. And then the other rest of it is, of course, anybody who talks about these things is demonized and, of course, ridiculed for thinking there's a conspiracy. But there is a program. You could read it. It's put out by the United Nations. It's called Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. The Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Earth Charter. You can get these things up on the Internet. There's certainly the Earth Charters there, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth among nations. This is why we're sending our jobs to China and to India and to Brazil and to Russia. We're sending our jobs all over the sea so we can have equitable distribution of wealth among nations. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Diversive organization. It is an internationalist organization. Its goal is, of course, to implement Agenda 21, to change the structure of our society, to circumvent our Constitution, to take away property rights, and to use the power of local government to control us. And basically, most people have no idea this is going on. The media covers for them, conceals their existence. The local officials who know what's going on conceal it. But when you can get the public informed and get a couple of people onto the city council or onto the county boards who know what's going on, why, of course, these people run for cover. The last thing they want is people to understand there is a subversive movement out there. And basically, of course, what's really so exciting is that the communities across America, in several communities, they've already forced ICLEI into the public discourse. And, of course, once this happens and people understand the subversive movement, then, of course, they run for cover. The one thing they fear is the American people are going to wake up while there's still time. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I think that's right, Dr. Stan. We've got a lot of waking up to do. We've got a lot of peeling back to do. If one wants to examine Congress's role in setting the stage for Agenda 21, I would point to three congressional wrongdoings that have been ongoing and repeated by various Congresses over the last several decades. And those three categories are these. First, the United States government, the federal government, owns nearly 50% of the American West. Now, the U.S. Constitution allows the federal government to own 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., and various dockyards and arsenals with the approval of the state legislature in places around the country. So in other words, they can own a parcel as a defense installation, but they can't, they have no authority to own forests, or to own 95% of the state of Nevada, or to own 40% of the state of California. The problem with Congress is they have taken authority over the landscape of America, and under the United Nations Agenda 21 program, most of this land is to become wild land, meaning that it is unavailable for human use and unavailable for resource extraction. So when you ask yourself, how do they plan to reduce the number of people? They start by reducing our access to resources. We see that through the establishment of these unconstitutional wildland designations designated by the federal government on federal and state lands. And we and the situation is run a long ways down the road already. Now, the second major congressional breach is that Congress has undone the American constitutional system for trade. American government financing for most of this country's history relied upon trade tariffs. A nation's sovereignty is dependent upon having the power and exercising the power over national trade policy. But Congress has surrendered our inherent and sovereign right to govern our trade policy by handing our trade policy over to international institutions like the World Bank and the World Trade Organization. So accordingly, our government can't be financed with trade. Accordingly, our jobs move offshore. Accordingly, the American economy begins to fall. And the purpose of selling the American economy is that a world order requires that all countries, you mentioned this earlier, Dr. Stan, all countries become economically equal. And so the American standard of living must be reduced. We're certainly seeing the first major occurrence of that. We're going to see more falls in the American economy, so that more and more people are going to be sucked down into the common denominator of world economics.
And what they really want is to lower living standards in the United States to bring austerity to this country and raise living standards throughout the rest of the world. That is the plan. So that we can have, of course, everybody equal, except, of course, for the ruling elite, the people who are into this, the Rockefellers. And this, that they were actually have done this, you need only to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, page 405, where he's so critical of the common people who criticize what they're doing. And he says, you know, we have raised the living standards throughout the rest of the world. How would they have done it? Well, look and see what they've done. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, today, America, I think everybody understands that America is falling. I mean, we can be defensive and say, oh, no, it's not falling. The spirit of the people is still here. One can question that. But I think the spirit of the people is about to take a big rise because we are seeing the fight back beginning to start at the local level. The reality is that our federal agents are all working for the globalists. It is now true that in every state, the state government is working for the globalists. You know, there's a couple rebellions perhaps brewing from places like Rick Scott in Florida and the governor of Wisconsin. But largely, state government processes are fully embraced and fully embedded with with the Agenda 21 Action Plan implementation. State laws are being changed. Water laws are being changed. All the foundations for property rights are being undermined, and it's happening in every legislative body in America, except for these cities who are beginning to throw ICLEI out. The methodology for those of us who want to pass freedom, want to restore freedom and pass it to our children, is to work at the local level. And I say that we have to do it that way because firstly, nobody, no group is going to change Congress. Congress, both political parties, are fully embedded with Agenda 21. So it's not just because of the media we don't hear about it. It's because if you want to run for office in the Republican Party and you talk about Agenda 21, you are finished. It's that simple. So we don't get it from our newspapers. We don't get it from our political leaders. It is only going to come from us, the people. And the only effective way we can fight the battle is to get on the battlefield in a local area, because that's where all battles really are, to get at the local level and begin to clean our communities out of Agenda 21 policy implementation. I guarantee that wherever you live...
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply saying that wherever you live in this country, Agenda 21 has been implemented. In most of the communities, you are either in a ICLEI community or an adjacent ICLEI community is influencing the policies in your community. And the fact you've never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Now, Michael, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your organization.
Well, it's easy enough. The organization is freedomadvocates.org. I suggest people who've not been there visit that site. It is a full delivery of everything Agenda 21, long-standing, heavily researched information that will cause you to understand and help you recognize how Agenda 21 comes into town generally, and you'll be able then to see that same pattern having befallen your city and county. So it really becomes, I think, what we've worked so tirelessly on is to create a site where the information is there and you can take it and begin to spread some of the core information until you can produce community results like what we're seeing beginning to happen, spotted all over the country. So my message is that it's not a hopeless battle. We're way behind. Things have to be done, things can be done, and things are being done the only effective way for them to be done, and that is for ordinary citizens to stand up either alone or in unison with others who figured this out, and to begin to spread that word and influence your policymakers so that you either you either get them defined as a traitor under the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, or you cause them to be a hero who's starting the process of cleaning up your town. When enough towns get cleaned up, we can take back a state house. When enough state houses get cleaned up, we can take back D.C. It's not going to work the other way. This is really the way that a free society would want to have their battles.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that that this is not imaginary. It's real. There is an agenda. It is being suppressed so people don't know it, but it's there. It is being implemented. It comes from the United Nations. It is being brought in by the subversive elements within your community.
And under the guise of environmentalism and compassion and concern, and of course they actually will bring facilitators into community, they will put on programs and visioning programs, and they will try to get the leaders of your community to say, you want a better community, don't you? Certainly you don't want pollution in our community, do you? Certainly we have real problems as far as water is concerned. We want adequate water, don't we? Don't we want clean air? Certainly don't we want not have to worry about climate change. And they have all of these wonderful statements, and of course, but, of course, the answer is always more government control over our lives and the loss of control of our private property, and it is a subversive movement. And once you understand this, and, of course, the information is no better place to get the information on this than freedomadvocates.org. Go to Michael's website. Michael, do you have a telephone number people could call if they do not have access to the telephone?
Well, we do. It's 831-684-2232. But Dr. Stan, I'll tell you, it's the review of that website, and that they can get somebody really begun to key in. On the homepage, there's a whole series of presentations I've made all around the country that follow the same pattern. I mean, I lay out what Agenda 21 is, then I show how that community has been infiltrated by Agenda 21. So a person can go to those texts, which are laid out, linked on the home page, and begin to see the pattern. And, you know, there are shorter ways to learn than that. There are other tools we have, either videos or audios, and a lot of summary print, pamphlet print publications that can help people get their feet on the ground so they can begin to recognize how the NGOs working with the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, and working with certain corporations, all combined in order to advance this protocol that has now been accepted and mandated everywhere throughout America by both our federal and state governments. And certainly a lot of local governments are really eager to just go along because of the promise of more federal wallpaper.
Well, basically, we'll take calls. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to learn about this, and you've got to help us get this information out across America. We've got Herman calling, and let's go to Herman. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, the other night I was in Trader Joe's and I talked to a gentleman, and we were talking about some of these issues with ICLEI, and he honestly believes that the Earth is way overpopulated, and when I pointed out that there is going to have to be a reduction in the population according to these programs, he said he's in full agreement with it. He said it is not possible for the Earth to support these billions of people. Now, I told him, I said, you know, do you believe a person could live on 1 acre of land? And he said, well, that depends. And I said, well, it was said some time ago, I think when the Earth was 5 billion, you could give everyone an acre and you could fit them all into the state of Texas. Now, obviously, you need water and you need energy, electricity. But the reality is, if you plant some fruit trees, plant a garden, I've had a garden, and it's incredibly bountiful with the little effort you put in. So I'd like Michael to address this issue, because it's a real concern for many people who are well-meaning, because they feel that we are overusing the earth. So how would you answer that?
Well, I think that comes down to the whole one whole philosophy. If one thinks that human beings are a cancer on the earth, well, there's not much we can say to those people. All we can say to the people who haven't thought about this issue, wasn't aware that this was an issue being presented to society, is that most people would say, no, I don't want to see my brother and my sister my aunt, my uncle, my grandmother, that sweet little girl down the street. I don't want to see all those people eliminated so that somebody's birth population goals are achieved. I think that the typical American's going to say, well, wait a minute. Our ability to survive is dependent upon our capacity to live with nature and our capacity to live a full, meaningful human life. And when we do that, when we are free to be, when we have a political system that recognizes our right to life, okay? No government's ever recognized a right to life. But when you have a government like that, great things are possible. But it's when we start peeling back the government's recognition of your right to life that our society begins to decay, and that's what's happening in America today. And this person you spoke with is a contributor to that. Now, he may not be the biggest contributor. He just may be a mindless contributor, but that's a contribution. And I just say there are too many people in this country to talk to where your conversation makes sense.
Oh, I think that one of the things
that... Waste your time talking to someone like that.
Herman, I would simply point out, ask him what he thinks about what's happening in Europe. Well, he probably has never even heard about what's happening in Europe. But basically, it takes about 2.2 children to reproduce a population. There certainly is, you have to have 2.2 children per family. In Germany, they have 1.4 children per family. In France, they have 1.2 children per family. In Italy, they have 1.2 children per family. In Russia, they have 1.2 children per family. Certainly, in two generations, why those countries would not exist. Ask him if he's aware of that fact. And of course, he's not. And certainly point out to him that basically, how many children does he have? Was he willing to have them sacrificed? Which ones should we kill first? There really is a genocidal program. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He wanted to kill off large numbers of people. And this program is already underway. That's what abortion is about. That's what euthanasia is about. That's what the AIDS epidemic is about. That's what outlawing DDT is about. So the more people will die of malaria has nothing to do with the harmful effect of DDT. It's far safer than any of the insecticides that we're using now that really do have terrible effects on the individuals. And this is what water fluoridation has it all about, and what putting NutraSweet in our food is all about. All of these things, our programs, this is what the World Vaccination Program is all about. It's about, of course, giving mercury to our children all throughout the world so that if they have any children, they'll be very infertile, and by the time you get through three generations, there'll be none at all. And if you support that sort of thing, fine. But I believe between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And there's some people who don't value human life, but that's because, of course, they do not value and they don't have a personal relationship with our Lord. Anything else, Herman?
No, very well said. Thank you both for being on the air.
God bless. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there really is a genocidal program. And that is one of the major reasons why I believe we are moving rapidly towards a major war with the Muslim world. Carefully planned, carefully contrived, with disastrous results. But be that as it may, you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, I think the call asked a very important question. And let me just make it clear. It is the UN's Biodiversity Treaty, which is an element of Agenda 21. It's not the official Agenda 21 document, but it's one of its related documents, the Biodiversity Assessment Report that came out of the UN in 1992. Is the document that calls for a world population, if industrialized, to not exceed 1 billion people. That means an 85% reduction in current population. This is the program that our schools are teaching our children. And that's why a young person comes out defending the idea that population must be reduced. I mean, I think the cancerous mentality that Herman disclosed is all over our society. And hopefully a lot of those people will end up seeing the light and understanding the virtue of the American experience and the American ideal, which values the life, the liberty, and the property of every individual. And hopefully they will see that before they become sucked into this takedown that we're standing at the verge of seeing operate in full force.
And, of course, tragically, our young people in grammar school and high school and college are being indoctrinated in this idea that just too many people in the world, basically. Of course, the world population will increase to about 8 billion and then start to fall. And with what's happening today, the only people really reproducing in large numbers are the Muslims, and that's why we have to kill them off. Basically, of course, there's been a dramatic fall in the populations in South America, even with a strong Catholic population there, here in America, where we have an average 2.2 children per family. But this is, really, if you were the traditional of white Anglo-Saxon, about 1.6 children per family. It is the Mexicans and the Muslims, of course, who are having the large numbers of children and keeping our population at about 2.2 children per family. In Japan, they have 1.2 children per family, and the whole social structure, of course, is collapsing. Why? Why? Because, of course, there's nobody there coming along to pay for the elderly, and so they have always blocked immigration into Japan, and so they have all these older people, and then no young people coming along, very few young people, to pay into the social network to take care of the elderly. And when man begins, of course, to interfere with God's plan, you get into all sorts of problems. Japan has a terrible problems today of funding the social welfare network for its elderly. And one reason we encourage illegal immigration into America today is so that we will have someone to actually pay for the retirement benefits to the elderly. But even with that, of course, the Ponzi scheme has been shown up for what it is. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, Medicare is a Ponzi scheme, and the Ponzi schemes run out of money because they stole all the money from the safety net. They stole it all from the trust fund. There is none. Well, of course, you don't have to worry about Congress. They have their own retirement system. They have their own health care. Not the health care that they bequeath to us common folks. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, the situation is just worsening all the time. I mean, worsening from the perspective of the advance of Agenda 21 in all communities. You know, the good news, like we talked about earlier, is that people are beginning to stand up against this. So I'll give you an example. Here where we both live, In the middle part of Santa Cruz County, the Soquel Creek Water District has now decided that if you hose down your driveway, you might be subjected to jail. You know, big fines and potential jail sentences if you use your water in a way they're not approving. Now, all of this is about creating the control over human action. That's the core ingredient of Agenda 21. First, you've got to undermine the whole idea of private property, so that people can't make individual decisions about how their life is going to be led. And then, secondly, you need things like smart meters so that you can measure and manage all things that all people do.
And of course, the smart meter goes along with smart appliances. All your appliances, you'll have to get new appliances that have chips in them, so they can actually be turned off and on by a central authority, not by you, but by the bureaucrats who are monitoring electricity. That goes along, of course, with the smart grid, and the smart grid will work with the smart appliances and the smartphones, and then go right along with smart growth. Well, who'd want dumb growth, dumb meters, dumb appliances? Ladies and gentlemen, maybe we'd be a lot better with, I'd like to say, these are smart meters for dumb people. And anybody who doesn't understand this is all about control fits into that category. We'll be right back. Well, Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think the opportunity is out there now for all the American people who have been frustrated.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
America, we have well over 60 radio and internet and shortwave outlets now, and the number is growing slowly, but it is growing, and people are learning the things that we talk about. We do need your help to get the truth out, and so if you'd like to give us a call, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Now, of course, we would hope that you'd get copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and hopefully want to distribute them. We hope you'd get copies of my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with that. But we hope that, of course, you'd want to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission. You have to understand who these people are. They control every aspect of our life today. And, of course, behind that are powerful spirits of forces. We hope that you'll want to get Constance Cumby's wonderful DVD, The Emergence, her wonderful four CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy. That's Constance Cumby, who certainly taught us all about the New Age movement, about Benjamin Krem, about this incredible movement of people who worship Lucifer. Until you understand that, nothing makes sense. There really are people who have given themselves and themselves to the dark side. We hope you want to get the DVD,
They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And it says, and we recommend it. You get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of this. And I promise that once you watch this DVD and understand that this is talking about the music industry, but this is in the financial industry, this isn't the business industry, this isn't the military, this isn't the government. The same story. They sold their souls. They sold their souls with the promise of wealth and power, but of course, very often it doesn't quite work out that way. So remember again our number, 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, if you want to know about sustainable development, we have a 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have my syllabus on sustainable development. We have my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. If you want to know about population control, you can get our DVD, Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction. Or our talk on Nondercolid Genocide. Or our 4-tape set on population control. Or our video on population control. And it will take you into the background of DDT. It was the safest insecticide and pesticide we ever had. That's why they got rid of it. It wasn't as damaging or as dangerous as the ones we replaced it with. Why did we replace it? Because too many people were living. Not enough people were dying of malaria. We wanted more to die. And then, of course, you go in the background of the AIDS epidemic. You need, of course, to get my book, AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. That's AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, the book. Project A. Lilly and the book AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief. Using cancer, we have a DVD. It's called Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. What are they doing with their spraying? You need to get the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival for Alex Jones and Joyce Roddy, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 28 April. Yesterday is a day a lot of people will remember for a lot of reasons.